Okay, good morning, everyone. We're pleased to be joined by the World Boxing Council, WBC, World Heavyweight Boxing Champion, the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder. He's from Tuscaloosa. He's going to be the honorary pace car driver today for the Geico 500. We're happy to have him. Well, I understand you had some training already this morning to get you ready for this job. How do you feel about driving the car?
Man, I'm excited more than anything. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, like I can't stop smiling. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm excited. I'm like a kid at the candy store right now. You know, this is a new sport that I'm learning about. I'm very interested, you know, and I'm looking forward to the start of the race and me being the guy that set the pace. It's gonna be pretty cool, you know what I mean, to get out there the first time and just to be a part of it. So I'm happy right now, you know.
Now you're an Alabama guy. You followed NASCAR very much.
What, say that
Have
again?
You followed NASCAR very much through the years?
Not too much, you know. I'll see it on TV. You know, I watch it on TV here and there. Whenever I'm watching TV, but I'm always traveling. I'm always like, this year is a huge year for me. We're almost on the verge of unifying the division, which those that don't understand the term of that, meaning obtaining all belts that is possible to obtain in a division, and I'm right there on the verge of doing it. So, with that being said, it take a lot of hard work and take a lot of dedication and just mindset and focus to be able to compete at the level I'm competing on. But you know, sometimes it takes sacrifices as well too, and I take a lot of them. Today, you know, it's not about that stuff. It's about what's going on today, and I'm looking forward to it, man. I cannot wait.
Yeah, a little side note to what you just touched on, record of 40-0, you're closing in on the all-time heavyweight boxing champion record of 49-0, which was set years ago by Rocky Marciano. Can you catch the Rock and pass him?
That's definitely the goal, you know, to definitely, because he's a heavyweight as well too. You know, 49-0, I think he had like 43 KOs. That was back in, what, 1947? You know what I mean? So that was a great accomplishment of it in itself for him to be able to do the 49-0 with the KO ratio that he had with it. But I'm definitely looking to come past that. I'm 40-0 with 39 KOs. Every man that's just stepped in the ring with me, I've knocked out. And nowhere in the history of boxing ever done it like I've done it, and in the devastating fashion that I do it in. And you know, when you see 49-0. From a heavyweight, one of the best to do it, you know, the sport, these are the moments that I look at, that those that came before me and already set that platform and already set goals for guys like me to come up and try to pass and do it. In the heavyweight division, you know, we all know this is a brutal sport, but in the heavyweight division, it basically consists of surrendering your guy unconscious, basically. And, you know, and obviously I'm good at that. I knocked out everybody, of course. But, you know, I'm definitely looking to pass that record and solidify my spot in this heavyweight division. And just to put my name on there, and being from Alabama also is a pride and joy to be able to say a guy from Alabama is accomplishing and doing so many great things in the sport of boxing.
Thanks, champ.
Talk a lot, man. I'm just sorry.
That's awesome. We're going to take a couple questions. We have some wireless mics come around. Let's start right up here in the front, right here.
Deontay, you have a gator skin Lamborghini that I know goes pretty fast. So how is this weekend going to be different than that? Is it similar? I know you're a car guy. You got a lot of them. Just how cool is this for you?
Man, this, like, again, I'm so excited. Like, I think I needed this too, because it's been a stressful year for me, you know, with a lot of agendas that have to be accomplished. But this is right here. This is like a timeout for me, like I take a little breather, get a little vacation in, and go see some stuff. So I'm excited. I can't stop smiling for some reason. Like, I just can't. I love smiling. I love interacting with the people, you know. So I'm in my element right now. Fast cars. people, enjoying the weather, you know. So it don't get no better than this. I'm enjoying no matter what happens, you know. I'm going to be happy today. And like I said, I'm looking forward to setting the pace with the cars and being able to say get that experience. You know, it's a great experience, you know, to be able to do this and say I've done it.
All right, thanks. I'm going to go Bob, then to John.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Can you give us any update on is this Anthony Joshua fight going to happen or what?
You had to ask. Yeah, I think definitely this fight would definitely happen. I mean, when you put $50 million on the table, you know, I think it's hard to say no to that, no matter what the terms and conditions is. And my team are some of the best guys in the business. My team have put on some great cards. Al Hammond has put on some of the four biggest, highest purses in boxing. So it'll definitely get made. It's just a matter of time. And with the magnitude of this fight, you know, it takes time. Right now, I think a lot of negotiations and the different things that's going on, you know, it's the part of the buildup of it to roast it. But when the fight happens, it's going to be an epic one. And which there will, at the end of that fight, be one champion, one face, one name, and his name is Deontay Wilder.
Go to John.
Hey, Deontay. John Zeno with Associated Press. Sorry, another right here. I'm easy to miss. First off, did you see the Miller fight last night? Because he seems to think he's getting Joshua next, too.
Yeah, I did see that Miller fight. What you thought about it? Tell the truth.
I don't think he has your power, but he's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, but I'm talking about that fight last night.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
I don't know how Duhop is still standing.
Really?
He did with you for last
night. Yeah, of course, man. Right? He's a tough Frenchman. Yeah. He's a tough friend. When people ask me who's the toughest guy I ever face, I always say his name, and I say his name for the reasons of last night. Like, he's a tough Frenchman. Like, I don't agree with him taking so many punches, you know, because this is a dangerous sport, you know, and your head is not meant to be hit in the first place. But I understand his bravery and his in the passion for it and his heart to get in there. And I feel the fight was okay. I think Miller thinks his weight. This is a guy, by the way. He's like 304 pounds, but you know, he moved pretty good to be that weight. And that's the only thing I don't agree with his weight. It looked like it make him slow. His reaction times are slow. The slipping, you know, is slow. And a lot of things slow, but I think if he keeps winning, that he's going to be a perfect contender for me in the future.
Do you still feel confident that you get Joshua next? And is that how legit is that $50 million offer?
Oh, man, it's in the bag. Like I said, it was, you know, and I definitely get him before Joshua. If Joshua and them team are smart enough, you know, They'll take this fight and take it soon, because we're not going to be waiting. You know, the offer is on the table, $50 million, and he get $50 million, 50-50 split upward, so he can make even more money than that, and that's going to be the highest purse. That's going to be the highest upfront money that any heavyweight fighter has ever gotten in their career. So that's a lot of money to turn down, you know. And I know he's not Dave Chappelle, so it's going to happen.
Okay, we'll go right over here and then to the rear.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I love your blue your shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much. Now I've forgotten what I was going to ask you. No, I just was curious if you've had a chance to meet any of the drivers out in the garage, and who maybe you follow a little bit, and who you might like to meet.
I definitely met some of the guys. I'm at the point where I ask a lot of questions, you know, and a lot of people. Some people, you know, don't ask the question because they don't want to feel like it's dumb. But I don't think no question is dumb. And if you don't ask, you don't know. So I definitely been talking to some of the guys out there. And they definitely been very helpful. And especially when they're time like this, I understand when it's time to put up, it's time to put up. You know, what I mean by put up is meaning that when it's time to get in the element, of your sport is time, and those guys look very focused. You know, they look very, they look like they're ready to go, and I love being in the atmosphere of it. But they also took their time, you know, for me, you know, because me, I'm, although my title says the heavyweight champion of the world, but I'm at the end of the day, I'm just Deontay Wilder, a person that love to talk to people, interact with them, and love to learn new things. So all the questions that I needed, they responded, they answered to it. I learned a lot just in the time being with them. And then going up in the trailers, you know, so many tools. Like, how can you name all those different, like, tools and stuff like that? And I know I've learned that it takes, for a team, it takes 12 guys to work together as a unit. And I had to ask the question because no matter where you go, there's always some fighting involved. And I always say, since this is a team sport, if one guy, you know, slacks on his part, do everybody gang up and jump on them at the end? Because, you know, they take it serious, and sometimes they say it can get kind of crazy, you know. So I've learned a lot, and I appreciate the guys that's been here. And this is, I think in the future, this is going to allow me to even keep up with the sport even more, because now I'm 101 with it, and I understand certain things about it now to allow me to keep up with it. And I think it's going to be better in person than watching it on TV, just like hockey, you know.
Go ahead, back here.
Zach Attanzuetti, KickingTheTires.net. Obviously, rivalry is a big part of your sport, but how important is the rivalry factor in the sports that you watch?
In the sport that I watch?
In any sports that you watch.
Oh, any sport, you know, rivalries? I mean, rivalries are very important, you know. Most time when you have rivalries, they're your competition. You know, if I call somebody a rival, then I think the best of them. I think, you know, that they can, you know, they're going to bring the best out of me. And I think that's what it's all about when you're having rivals, somebody that's going to bring the best out of you on that night. And, you know, it makes everything better. It makes the sport better as well, too, because at the end of the day, we want competition, and we want great performances. And when you have rivals, you know, that's what brings the best out of you, great performances, and doing what you got to do for your team, for me, it's for the country, you know, my state as well, too. So it brings the fun in the sport.
Okay, we have one right here. Go ahead. We're going to come around.
Deontay, you're a pretty big guy. How comfortable is that ride going to be in the pace car?
You know, I've gotten in the pace car, and I think I fit pretty good. You know what I mean? I had to do a little adjustments. But it's okay. I think I'm gonna be good though. You know, like I said, I'm excited. So when I was going around, it's crazy to think about it. Is like when I'm going around the tracks, because I like fast things too. I own a couple of things that's fast. So when I'm going around the tracks, it seemed like the roads just came alive. It's something like the focus of it, to be in the roads, to go on certain speed, to go up the hills, and have to be able to come down in a certain way, in a certain angle, and like it's math and science to it. Like, it's crazy. And for the roads to open up, and it feels so alive, like it can scare you a little bit though, especially getting close to the wall. Like, whoa, now, you know, we're getting a little close to the wall, you know, and the way it come back down. So, man, I'm excited. I can't say how excited I am enough. You know, I'm very excited, and I'm glad that we cleared the schedule to be able to come and do this, you know what I mean? I think I would have regretted it, you know, knowing that I'm here now to be able to experience and see certain things. I definitely would have regretted it if I wouldn't have been able to come.
Okay, Champ, thank you very much for coming in. Good luck today out there on the track. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, guys.